This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies. Next, we're going to remember singer Rebecca Kilgore, a devoted interpreter of American popular song who died last week at the age of 76. You may have heard her in concert on the show, often with pianist Dave Frischberg. Terry's joined us to share some thoughts of her own about what makes Rebecca Kilgore special. Terry?
Thanks, Dave. I think Becky did more concerts on our show than any other performer. Her repertoire was American popular song, dating as far back as the 1930s. She performed with songwriter, pianist, and singer Dave Frischberg in the 90s at the Heathman Hotel in Portland, Oregon. They both lived there. And that enabled her to quit her job as a secretary at Reed College and have a real music career, recording many albums and performing around the world. It was great to record her for our show because she was always right on pitch, which meant we didn't need to do a lot of takes. It was her sense of rhythm that I loved most. She had such a natural sense of swing. I loved her for singing relatively obscure songs and reviving songs I'd never heard of. She struck me as kind of shy, but that may have contributed to another trait I loved. She called attention to the song and not herself. She didn't try to impress you with like high notes or dizzying scat singing. She knew how to bring a song to life and fill them with her delight in singing them. Becky died of Lewy body disease, and that has symptoms similar to Alzheimer's. And Dave Frischberg died of Alzheimer's in 2021. I always describe Becky as one of my favorite living singers, and I feel so lucky to have gotten the chance to work with her and to showcase her singing on our show. Rest in peace, Becky.
Thanks, Terry. In 1995, Rebecca Kilgore first appeared on our show with Dave Frischberg at the piano. They opened their concert with a song from 1933 by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler.
I got my trousers pressed, shoes shined, I had my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell? I'm happy as the day is long. Haven't got a dime to lend, I got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long, got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind, that's good. Cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. I'm happy, happy, happy as the day is long. I'm happy, so happy, happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. I'm happy as the day is long.
Wonderful. And that's Rebecca Kilgore singing with Dave Frischberg at the piano. Becky, welcome to Fresh Air. This has been an ambition of mine for a long time to have you sing on the show.
Well,
and I'm delighted that we're actually doing it. It's remarkable to me that you can sing as wonderfully as you do, and yet having you started so late professionally to actually sing in front of people.
That's right. But I was a closet singer before that, so I had lots of practice in my own living room.
You gave up your day job, what, just a couple of years ago?
That's correct. Actually, 2.5. Yeah.
What was the turning point to give it up?
I was working full-time, and it was getting to be too much with all the gigs I had at night, and it was clear that I had to make a decision, and I had the support of my boss and my colleagues, and they said, yes, do it. So I quit my secretarial job.
Well, equally remarkable to me is that you didn't even sing in front of people until, what, you were 30, 31?
That's right.
Do you have a good musical memory? When you're trying to learn a song, do you get it first time, or...
No, I wish I did, and that's I wish I could just learn a song immediately, but I have to painstakingly play the melody on my guitar and sing along with it and read the notes and then read the lyrics and listen to it, so I absorb it both with sight, sound, and playing it physically on the guitar. It's a tedious procedure.
So. Say you're learning a melody that has, like, a difficult interval. What's your idea of a difficult melody to learn?
Lush Life comes to mind, but although I've never sung it, and I don't even have any aspirations of singing it, but
Ballerina.
Ballerina. Oh, boy, that took me a long time to learn. Dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. See what I mean?
No, what makes that tricky? Because there's a lot of odd intervals and quick notes. And what's an accidental?
It's not in the scale. It's
not in the scale, yeah. But I think this part. All those non-chord tones land on those big, heavy, accented beats, and you better hit them.
Yeah, you got to get them right.
Otherwise, you just sound awful.
I'm interested in how you started performing together, which you do every week now in Portland.
I came to Portland as to do my act, you know, at a place called Father's. And Becky was playing with this band, Holy Cats. This was about 81, I think, when I first met you, wasn't it? 82, something like that, you know. So we've known each other quite a long time. I was knocked out with her then. She was the guitar player with the band, you know, but she was singing. She sounded great.
And so you asked her to sing with you? I mean, how did you start?
Well, later on, when I moved to Portland, I was offered this job at the Heathman, and they said they wanted a singer, and I thought of Becky.
And Becky, did it change your singing at all to have Dave playing? I mean, I think he's just fantastic pianist,
yes.
And I wonder if you think that affected you.
It's been the gig of my life. It's been the greatest gig, and I have the most sympathetic accompanist I could imagine with Dave. It's just wonderful to have him as an accompanist. And the other reason is that I get to bring in new songs every week and just put them in front of him, and he plays them. So I get to increase my repertoire by leaps and bounds.
Becky's a good arranger and a good guitar player, and she knows how to write a good lead sheet, and it's increased my repertoire. It's enriched my repertoire quite a bit, too.
On your album, I Saw Stars, you do a lot of songs that I love, and I love the way you do the song. So I'm going to request a song from that CD, and this is No Love, No Nothing.
No love, no nothing, until my baby comes home. No sir, no nothing, as long as baby must roam. I promised him I'd wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's striking, though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. A promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home.
Well, Dave, Becky, why don't you do one of Dorothy Field's, actually her first hit. It was her first hit, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, which, like The Sunny Side of the Street, has music by Jimmy McHugh. This song caught on after it was featured in the review Lou Leslie's Blackbirds of 1928. Maybe you can do the verse for us also.
Okay.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply riding to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now, though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. Oh, I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things that you've always pined for. Gee, I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love.
And that song was written, I think, about a year before the Depression, and obviously had particular resonance when the Depression hit shortly after. Becky, do you find Dorothy Field's lyrics particularly singable because they're so colloquial? You take a line like, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell.
See, I can get into a lyric like that. I love that. I'm not embarrassed to say that. Some corny lyrics I am, but this, it just sounds, like you say, colloquial, and it's fun to say.
You know, Dorothy Field's trademark as a lyricist is her cleverness, but she could also write really tender lyrics, and I think this song really proves that. This is The Way You Look Tonight, a ballad that she wrote with Jerome Kern. It won an Academy Award. It was written for the Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers film Swing Time. And, you know, Dorothy Field said that the first time Jerome Kern played her the melody, when right before she wrote the lyric for it, she thought it was so beautiful that she started to cry and she had to leave the room. Would you do the song for us?
Sure.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you. just the way you look tonight. Word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely. Never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way.
Well, early in Hoagy Carmichael's Hollywood career, when he was a staff songwriter at Paramount Pictures, the studio teamed him up with Frank Lesser. And Lesser is a composer and lyricist who's probably best known for writing the songs for Guys and Dolls. But at the time, he was just getting started as a lyricist. And so with Hoagy Carmichael, he wrote Small Fry, Heart and Soul, and Two Sleepy People. I'm going to ask you to do Two Sleepy People. It was sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross in the 1938 movie Thanks for the Memory. It's a wonderful song. Would you do it for us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
Remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight. Well, here we are. Don't we look a mess? Lipstick on your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who know very well they're too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous, even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing at the Palomar?
When it was over, why, naturally we cuddled in the car.
That's when I ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm. And I was green as grass.
Well, here we are, keeping up the pace. Letting each tomorrow slap us in the face. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight.
I think that's one of the most successfully conversational songs I know, both in the lyric and in the music.
Well, it makes it really easy to sing as a duet that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's real. It's two real people.
Well, the next Hoagy Carmichael song I'd like you to do for us is called The Nearness of You. And although it's one of his most recorded songs, I don't think it's nearly as well known as his other famous songs like Skylark and Stardust and Rockin' Chair in Georgia. The lyric is by Ned Washington, who was given Hoagy's melody by the Paramount Studio, and the song was used for the 1938 movie Romance in the Dark. Would you do the Nearness of You?
Of course.
Sure.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
That was lovely.
Singer Rebecca Kilgore with pianist Dave Frischberg recorded in 1999. Rebecca died last week at the age of 76. We send our condolences to her family, her friends, and her fans.
Smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of happiness there. So dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
On Monday's show, we hear from Heather McGee. Her book, The Sum of Us, asks why so many Americans believe that progress for one group means loss for another. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a conversation about the cost of that belief and who, she says, is really paying. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producers are Danny Miller and Sam Brigger. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Diana Martinez. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Anna Bauman, and Nico Gonzalez-Wisler. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Smoke rings rise in the air.